Chapter 1. Encircled. The trials are our exegesis, and what we need to learn from them is all too obvious. We were meant for so much more. The Warrior and the Servant, author unknown.
Put some ass into it, men! Sergeant Lathe growled. You pansies might be needing this ditch an hour from now!
Lathe took his own advice as he bit into the hard ground with his shovel and flung aside a load of dirt. Nearby, other warriors were preparing the stakes meant to line the trench and slow down the horde of chimeras heading their way. 6 weeks out from the city of Ashoka and the caravan to Nessel faced what might be overwhelming odds in its first and possibly last battle. Given the history of humanity since the birth of Sureth 2 millennia earlier, it shouldn't have surprised anyone. No one knew where she had come from or what drove her hatred, but upon her sudden entrance into the world on the Night of Sorrows 2 millennia ago, she had murdered fully half of all people living at the time. It was a blow from which humanity had yet to recover because Sureth's fury continued unabated. She raged on, stalking humankind and going so far as to create the brutal, beast-like chimeras to aid in her destructive ambition. The only safety was found within the narrow confines of the few cities still alive after the days of desolation. But beyond and all around them, in the great swatches of untamed land throughout the rest of the world, it was a killing field. It was the wildness. Only the brave ventured into those lands, serving as warriors in the trials. The great trade caravans that maintained a fragile contact and civilization of sorts between the encircled cities. Those who volunteered to leave the sanctuary of a city were faced with an important yet fearful task because to traverse the wildness was to court death. Between Sureth and her army of chimeras, the Fanlor Cum, one out of every 4 warriors on trial could expect to die. Those numbers had declined somewhat in the past several centuries, but the wildness was not a place into which a wise man would freely choose to travel. Corporal Rook Schechten, a warrior of Caste Kuma, the caste seemingly bred for battle, stood near the officers, waiting for orders as he sweated in the late morning sun. He was young, in his early 20s, and unseasoned. This was his first trial. He was what the veterans named a virgin, but panic didn't seize his heart. Since he had first held a sword, the possibility of an early demise had been greatly impressed upon him. It was something he no longer feared much. He had been trained to set aside his dread of dying and to focus on the task at hand. Duty above all, as his martial masters taught. At this point, death was merely an unwelcome companion, a shadow looming behind him with a cold, clammy breath, but unable to unman him. Or at least, that's what he told himself. He swallowed, trying to recall the lessons from his martial masters as he sought to muzzle his anxiety over whether this day would be his last. For the most part, it worked. He listened as barked commands had men scurrying about, trying to accomplish the myriad tasks set to them. An outside observer might have thought the Ashokans were all panic-stricken, but most of these men had trained their entire lives for this moment. They had a rational madness. Seeing their calm in the face of disaster helped to settle some of Rook's nerves. He'd be all right.